Hey everyone, and welcome back to another collaboration series with the Coupon Queenpin. And this is This or That, where we do a friendly debate if we rather this or that. Well, another Friday and another episode of This or That. How are you doing, Coupon Queenpin?
I'm awesome. Happy Friday.
Okay. Well, I gotta say this. I know, I literally cut you off because I can see that I was doing it and I'm getting a bunch of messages, so I do apologize right now. But we are in February. Where did January go?
I know. I'm like, what the heck? Because that's what it just feels like. It feels like... Whoop. So, yeah. In February. But, and I don't know if you guys celebrate up there, but here it is Black History Month.
Of course we do.
Yeah. So it is Black History Month. Happy Black History Month to you guys. And for those that are not following, I have an amazing friend on Instagram, Mr. James C.B. Gray, who does Black History 365. So he is not just doing Black History during Black History Month. He does it 365 days a year, and you can find out some really interesting stuff. So, yeah.
That's cool. Well, what are we talking about today? What's our friendly debate today?
Oh my gosh, our friendly debate is beach or camping. And oh, I have to tell you guys, I'm not the camping chick. I do not. Mm-mm. You say vacation, I figure I am having some sort of drink somewhere on someone's beach and going back to my hotel room or my Airbnb. I am not camping. I don't know. I just don't. Even the whole RV thing, I think the RV thing kind of scares me. Like getting in an RV and taking your time and going and doing that. No. And the possibility of either going to a cabin, I don't know. Maybe it's too many horror pictures that I've watched, but I don't know if good things happen in cabins. I don't think that that's like for me, being in the woods. And I just, you know, kudos to everyone that does it though, because I mean, you're out there, you're nature, you're in nature, you're hiking, you're getting all that fresh air and surrounded by trees. But, And yes, I do know how to use a compass and a map, but I don't know. I just, camping doesn't appeal to me. I can't do the nature and the bugs and the, you know, and it's not that there aren't bugs outside on the beach. Trust and believe, I know that there are, but I would just rather listen to the sound of the waves, you know, hitting the shore and relax and have the sun on my skin, just enjoying it, you know, putting on that sunscreen, of course, and being under an umbrella. And like I said, if I want to go back to my hotel room or to my Airbnb and enjoy the rest of my vacation and possibly go to the beach again day after day. But no, not camping.
Okay, so this is where I chime in, and I gotta say, when you pointed out this topic, this was a tough one because I do love both. I love a good beach, I really do, but I also love camping, and I'm not like, girl, I don't know, but I do glamping. Okay, like I got the trailer, we've got everything, we're fully equipped, we got a nice mattress, well, not really, but we've been modifying over the years because it's really expensive to buy a really good mattress for a trailer. More expensive than the one I actually own, which is a foam mattress. But it's just, I've grown up camping. I've grown up even on the beach too as well. We traveled a lot. And I just, I love both of them. And this was a tricky one. But I do have to say, with camping, I feel like it's nice to get away from the city because I do live in the city. You live in the city too, but it's nothing like, camping where you see on television and all these movies. Like, oh, dude, I don't even watch it. I think there was a segment too where we watched, we were, when the kids went camping, oh my gosh, 13 Reasons Why. I'm like, no, it's not that crazy. It's different. You're surrounded by a lot of people. You're not in the middle of nowhere. You can be, but you still have all these other campers, literally probably 3 feet away from you. And there are some places where I love that it's super private, and your neighbor's literally probably 20 feet, right? But I just love camping. It really relaxes me. There's beautiful beaches, that some campsites do have, which I love to take advantage of, especially in the summer, get that clear crystal water, which is very rare to find that in the city because we got lakes. But camping for me relaxes me. And the time that I went during my maternity leave and really enjoyed it with my son, it was amazing. And to see the little guy just get out there in nature and soak it all in, I think we just need that. And it's a great escape, especially I understand the beach is a great escape too. Trust me, I love it. Any chance I get to go to the beach, I'm there. Like, I just want to be able to just be by the beach. But also with camping, I feel like you just feel more well rested and you feel more relaxed and you just mellow out. And time, it's the same thing at the beach. Time just, it doesn't go by fast. You're just literally, the clock just freezes and you're just chilling out. But I do love, if you're talking about camping in a tent in the middle of nowhere, oh God, I'm not your girl. But if you're talking about a cabin or a trailer with all the amenities, I will be there, but not sleeping on the floor with a sleeping bag and all that. Yes, there's bugs, but you got to know which places to go. Because believe it or not, there is a schedule where all these bugs hover around at certain places and different areas of the province. And you'll be surprised at the, you can sense of the calendar of when they will be there. They will be there. It's like when all our Canadian geese head over to Mexico or down south, and then they come back when the summer's up, right? Not all of them do fly away, but most majority of them do. But I would say camping for me, it's just so relaxing. I'm actually excited going this year. But again, I do glamping, so it's kind of hard to compare because, real camping, hardcore camping is pitching a tent, sleeping on the floor with a sleeping bag, and oh boy, you got to visit the chiropractor, take a massage, and even take another vacation because you're just gonna be all broken for 3 days. But I just love camping. I love that nature. I love being away from the city, especially when you're there so much. It's nice to just get a different type of scenery.
Well, I guess I have to try maybe doing the whole glamping thing. But I don't know. It's just I don't know. Maybe I have watched too much, 13 Reasons Why or other shows where there's this cabin in the middle of the woods and no one else is there and it just looks weird, I don't know. But yeah, I am such the beach girl. So, maybe I have to try it. Maybe I have to try it that way. But definitely, I have to agree with you. I am not doing a tent and sleeping on the ground. We're not doing that. Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Trust me, I can't.
But it.
I had my fair share when I first started camping when I was like 6 or 7 years old.
Well, okay. So you've experienced that.
Yes, we did that for, I guess, I think it was about 3 years until we met a friend, a family friend who bought a trailer. And then we're like, oh my gosh, like, why don't we get one? So, at that time, my parents thought, it'd be just a great idea because normally when we would go camping, it seems like every time we went, it would be pouring rain or super dark and everyone's exhausted, especially when you've worked during the day. Or like for us, we go to school during the day, and then all of a sudden when we come home, it's like we're on the road and we're 3, 4 hours away. So it's like sometimes we'll end up under rain showers. Like we can't even pitch a tent up because it's just dangerous and flooding and everything. So that, yeah, I had my fair share of it. So when we first started with the trailer, we first started as small as a tent trailer, which is pretty neat. And then we moved into obviously more of a bigger size trailer, an 18 footer. And we've had this 18 footer for a long time. But you know what? I just glamping is a different experience. I can't do no. I had my fair share, like I said, as a kid. Waking up in the morning, the mattress is on the floor because it deflated overnight, and you're thinking, how did this happen? So none of that. Nope.
Okay. Well, now we all know. Now we all know. That's super cool. That is super cool. So, is it safe to say we can wrap this thing up?
Let's wrap it up.
As always, guys, be good to yourselves and be good to each other.
And that's all we have for now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on the podcast platform that you're listening to.